Former Finance Minister and economist Miftah Ismail on Thursday took aim at the federal government for allowing electricity and sugar prices to spiral, accusing it of prioritizing profits over public welfare. Speaking at a press conference in Karachi, he said the current administration had enabled sugar mill owners to benefit from export permissions while everyday Pakistanis bore the brunt of skyrocketing prices. 6 months ago, the government permitted the export of 5 to 6 million tons of sugar, so that Sindh and Punjab sugar mill owners can get dollars and relief, he stated. Drawing a comparison with past decisions, Ismail reminded the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, of its earlier criticism of sugar exports under former Premier Imran Khan. "I ask Shehbaz Sharif Sahab, who influenced your decision to export sugar?" he asked, highlighting the political hypocrisy. "Because you had promised, when sugar was 80 rupees to 90 rupees, that you won't let it exceed 140 rupees," he added. "Exports started when sugar was at 115 rupees, now it was at 175 rupees. He further questioned the logic behind recent policy decisions. "Pakistani people should know, why is sugar expensive? Why are you cutting solar energy bills, and why are you making people's electricity expensive?" Despite several attempts by the government to maintain retail prices at 130 rupees per kilogram, sugar now sells for over 180 rupees in many markets, defying the rates set by the Prime Minister. The Competition Commission of Pakistan, CCP, has also stepped in, warning sugar mills of consequences for price manipulation. Meanwhile, sugar consumption continues to rise, expected to hit 6.7 million tons in 2024-25, driven by population growth and demand from the food industry. Pakistan produced more than 6.84 million tons last season, with further growth anticipated. Ismail also criticized the country's high electricity tariffs, arguing they deter investors. Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Thailand, Cambodia, South Africa, Kenya, these are just some of the countries that may have surpassed us, and when investment doesn't come in Pakistan, it goes to these countries, he said. Pakistan's electricity prices, however, were more expensive than these countries, he noted. "So, what is so special about your electricity that you are selling it at such an expensive rate? What is so special about your gas that you're selling it at such an expensive rate?" He concluded with a pointed jab at the government's economic direction. "There's no reason apart from the fact that your policies are unsuccessful, full of U-turns, and are based on greed."